how can somebody differentiate planning a wedding versus
planning for the marriage?
We did not do marriage counseling.
True professionals.
The one we did was marriage counseling.
Yes, so it wasn't actually
What are some of the non-negotiables that you think somebody should have before going into marriage?
Oh, yeah.
I asked the question that can a husband rape the wife?
Why you ask that kind of question?
No. That is Gabby for you.
I'm not surprised because she's classless. Let's be honest with ourselves.
He loaded. Lagos weddings now. Hey, it's not about the couple. Legit. It's not about the couple anymore.
It's a gala event. Yes, like a whole red carpet. Yes.
Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Brewing.
Hi! Yay.
We're so excited!
I am very excited for this.
I'm excited too!
No, you guys, today...
I think she's the most hyped person.
No.
That will... Yeah.
No, legit. Today's about to be...
Okay. Very interesting.
I can't let them down today.
So no, we love it.
We love it.
Oh my gosh.
You guys are not ready for what's about to happen.
I know. Ready. It's another
guest of honor.
Friday.
Yes. My guest of honor.
Yes.
I cannot.
Yes. Another Friday. Another Brewing Her Friday. Another day to come and just with
you guys.
We're
about to make your weekend perfect.
Yes.
Yep.
Talking about that, how has been your week?
It's been okay. It's been good.
What is the highlight of your week?
My vacation is about to start.
Chai, this girl. This girl. All right.
That has been... Oh, I take that back. I spent a night without the kids. And I was so happy. Oh my God.
Can you imagine? Should you be saying that?
Yeah.
This new generation mother. Listen, you guys are different.
No, we are advocating.
They are advocates.
Like,
the way I slept, I'm pretty sure I had like drool
coming out of your mouth. And that's just one night.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need that vacation to just like take yourself out.
Your mom needs a break.
I'm telling you,
with
Seth.
The amount of times you ship the baby off to her.
I mean, she prayed for grandkids.
Okay. So this is our answer prayers, right?
Be careful what you pray for.
All right. Well, we're glad that we're back. We spent a week and then we're back again.
Yes, we are.
We are excited. Week was great. Just mostly rested all of just the week.
Oh,
obviously
that's the best
did work.
Type of week.
But then weekends, I don't know.
Weekends are not enough.
They go by too fast, too quick.
Sadly. Now that we're older, things are just moving quicker.
Yes.
When I was young, I felt like
the weekend was life.
Just life was long. Like now, before you wake up, it's like we're in
it's
May.
It's Monday,
guys.
Literally. Now it's more like
in May, literally.
You go weekends, by the time you're done cooking, cleaning the house, it's Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And people be planning parties. Yeah.
Kimmy, do you remember that Rema came and we're like, oh, look at us. We're not even excited to like, oh, go for Rema.
We didn't even know, Seth. That he came. Normally,
like,
we would
before,
have been
David Okis Daniel.
Yeah.
Now.
Sadly.
Well, because you guys are getting old.
Yeah, sadly. Yeah. We are not old.
I'll be young forever.
No, but you guys, so today's episode, we're going to be talking about something really fun, really juicy, obviously, like we always do. And we did not just come alone, as
exactly.
You can see.
We brought...
Yes.
Ooh, she even has more energy than both of us.
It's the energy for me.
I
can't compare
this
energy.
You people used to think that my energy was... You have seen my elder.
No.
You have seen where I'm tapping it from. I cannot. They'll be like, wow, where did they get these girls from?
I think it's
the drink.
I'm ready.
She has had like what, two shots already?
We love the energy.
No, just one.
Oh, are you sure?
Don't make them think I'm a drunkard. I had one shot and now the wonderful cocktail you guys made.
We're pumping you up.
My dear.
Well, we already pumped up. This is our second episode we're shooting today. So we already have
a lot in our system. Right. Let's not.
So okay. it's good that you are there.
We'll start blah, blah, blue.
I'm with it.
Okay, Gabby, so tell us, what is our episode topic for today?
Gang.
And then we can introduce our guest officially. Is this NTA? Do you know what NTA is?
AIT, yes.
Oh, is it AIT?
Is it AIT?
NTA.
Which ones? Well, I don't know. Well, whatever.
I forget which one is.
But you guys get the drift. Yes. Mm-hmm. All right, so what is our topic for today? All right,
so our topic for today, how to sound British.
Oh, Jesus. Sound normal, please.
No. Also, I know these high school girls, the ones that are like blonde and...
It's not sounding like that. So please sound normal.
High school girls here or high school girls in London?
No, here. Okay. All right, so our topic for today is wedding do and don't. From dressing right to being ready for marriage.
Hey. And obviously today we have the delight to... have this beautiful, amazing guest with us.
I hope, wait, 1 second. Do it again. Do it again. Do like this again.
Which part?
Do like this again. You just did it.
Oh, me?
Yeah. I hope you guys can see it.
Oh, I was doing this, but you know.
I hope you guys can see it. That's one of the major reasons why we say there is no any other person
to come and talk about this.
Yes. Alrighty.
We are so excited to have you.
I'm so excited to be here, guys.
Let's say where she came from.
I truly am.
Yes, where did she come from?
All the way.
From Obodo Ibo.
She traveled through sea.
Yes.
Seven seas and ocean. Yes. To come here.
Swam, trek, yes. Climb mountain.
To come here. Journey of 1,000 miles.
Ah, for just you guys. Chai, this love.
No, but we're so excited for you to come. Thank you so much for giving us your time. So tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us your name, what you do, and then we will swim into action.
Hi guys, I'm super super excited to be here. Like, there's no other people I'll do this with. I'm a podcast virgin.
She has been our number
one. She's been the number one fan. Let's just say that.
I'm literally doing stuff at home and I have them in the background. So I'm super super honored to be here. My name's Naomi. Everyone calls me KK.
KK for short. Period. Yes.
There you go.
Yeah, and I came all the way from DC to be here with this one.
Oh my God!
You know, talk about this wonderful topic, something that's trending. After you guys have watched JP 2024.
Oh my God! No, we're ready to get into it.
I'm ready, like doing like this.
we'll get into that. No, I love that you brought that up. Yes.
I'm in the process of planning a wedding also.
Yes.
I mean, these lovely ladies, you guys have planned weddings, beautiful weddings. You know, so you know,
our fiance.
I'm their little sister in all of this, like the wedding part. All
right.
But you know, if you say we're ready to get into it, so I'm really excited.
Your wedding's about to be our big sister.
Legit.
FYI. Why? Your wedding is about to be beautiful.
I'm excited, guys.
I'm so excited. I hope it is. It's just that I know we plan to go to like a particular place together, Kemi, but guess what? I'm going without you.
We'll go another time. Yeah. We'll go another time.
Kemi disappointed me, but it's okay.
Oh, please.
You'll be there with us in spirit.
In spirit.
Kemi chose man.
No,
girls.
No, yeah.
But it's okay.
Another time, okay. We'll go on that trip. Another time. But KK, how do you feel? You know, planning a wedding and like getting ready to be a missus. I feel like probably you're even in it already. But like, just tell us from your perspective. Yeah.
But you know, it's been stressful. Like, mm-hmm. I'm such a lucky go person. You know, I just like to chill, have a good time. Mm-hmm. And I truly thought that was what was going to go into this process. I thought it was going to be easy.
Yeah.
You know, it's a destination wedding. I have
wedding
planners. Like, I felt like I have so much help, so much support.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this last, because it's in a couple months. This last couple months has been a lot.
Yeah.
I've been trying to just calm down, smell the roses.
Yeah.
But apart from, I'm excited. I've seen a lot of my dresses. So I'm starting to get more, you know, and getting happier and just really, really excited to do this.
That's nice. Mm-hmm. Could you have planned this without a wedding planner?
No.
Because I know some people...
We're going to get into that.
Because I don't know how this would have been possible without a wedding planner.
And for people who are trying to save money, like if you're in a budget, you know, people think that's not important. But that's like the most... I think that's the only thing you need.
Let me tell you, though.
Did you plan your wedding without a wedding planner?
Yeah, I planned my wedding by myself.
By yourself?
And my husband, yes.
Truly?
Yes.
I'm telling you, all through, from the beginning to the end, was planned by...
Are you like type A? Is that what it is?
Maybe I am. She is. She is. She's that one person that she's drowning. You can legit see her drowning. And you ask her, Kemi, do you need help? Oh, no, I'm fine.
Because I just have a vision of how things should be. Mm-hmm. And then...
And you didn't think you needed a wedding planner?
I didn't think so. Because that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like for yours, it's a destination wedding. Obviously, I think there's so many things you can't do by yourself. Yeah. Of course, you would need somebody. Okay, so this is what I want to say. There was a wedding of our beautiful, lovely friends that they had a wedding planner and it was a disaster too.
Oh.
Yeah, it was, you know the wedding I'm talking about? Okay.
I do.
It was a disaster. So I think that... I don't think you do. No, I don't think you do. I don't think you do. But that influenced us. Maybe not really. But that influenced me moving forward as to like the idea of wedding planners.
Also, that happened before your wedding.
That happened after.
Oh, after.
Yes. Mm. So it kind of just reaffirmed my thought process. Like, you don't need one unless, like I said, you're planning it away from where you are. Mm-hmm. Then, of course, you need it.
Did you have a wedding planner?
This one. Well, my mom was our wedding planner.
My mom and my husband. I was chilling. I showed up looking pretty.
This one. What is the opposite of type A?
Type B.
Yeah,
is that type C?
She's a type Z, you guys.
Legit. I literally just showed up like looking pretty.
She's a type, she's so lax. She doesn't like to plan parties by herself.
I hate.
But you are particular. So I am. Shocked that you would be.
I don't like too much things. Like, I'm not the type, I don't like parties in general.
Yeah.
Left to me, the living room, go to court. Come home, eat rice and chicken. Everybody call it a day. Yeah. All that one that a family member is trying to come from Nigeria. Oh, that's too much. That's why like I celebrate my court wedding more than my wedding party.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. See, I love all the planning. I love all the drama.
Yeah,
enjoy
were
that.
You stressed out?
Of course
that?
I was stressed.
How long
did Jesus.
You plan your wedding?
We planned it for 1 year and 8 months.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was a long time. So I guess it was also good because we had that time.
Space in between.
Yes, because I remember we got our venue almost 2 years to the wedding. Can you imagine? Mm-hmm. So we needed it, but it was still stressful.
She likes to plan parties.
Yeah,
that's good. It's a very stressful thing. You have to plan away. How many guests did you guys?
We had 200. Okay. Even though I think it was more than 200.
Were you guys strict 200. RSVP?
We were strict. Oh, tell me about your RSVP problems.
Oh, just cause his destination is different. So mine is, I'll call it micro because we're having about 80 guests.
Okay.
We're keeping it strictly just people who really want to enjoy ourselves with. So
that's
because
a
of that,
idea.
It's definitely... The RSVP is strict.
Yes.
Just because no one's going to book. Mm-hmm. Then again, you know the people who are important to you because they're going to spend your money, their time. You can take time off of work just to come out and celebrate with you. So in that process, I really think it's been perfect. We're expecting about 80 people. That's exactly what we're getting.
Isn't that a dream wedding?
It really
isn't that a dream wedding?
My own case, they were closing the RSVP. My auntie called me to tell me that she's inviting 10 of her friends.
Can you imagine?
They were supposed to close.
The
remember
backlash
I told
is
you and I was
come.
Telling you, legit, half of the people that
and
were
you
ready.
You guys pay per head. Because you know the way these wedding
we
people
paid
do
per
these
head.
We did it.
And that's what we were also trying to be clear with people.
Like,
excuse me, I'm paperhead. You don't have to be there. I haven't spoken to you in 1 year. What
and
do you mean?
The wedding atmosphere now, you say wedding, people like triple the price.
Right,
you know?
Right.
You're paying for people, so you really want to keep it. I think
right.
I wish.
I think the Nigerian aspect or culture hates that because there was backlash even after we tried to restrict hours. There's some people that I still don't talk to anymore now
because
they hate the fact that they were not invited, sadly. But the reality is you got to keep it, you know, short as much as possible.
I had an experience with a friend who actually uninvited people to her wedding.
She invited and uninvited.
She invited them and then because they didn't RSVP on time. There's still time to RSVP. And she went ahead and she uninvited people.
Is that a case of a
bridezilla? That was a bridezilla through and through.
That was,
I want to meet her. I think I love
her. She's
like, you did not RSVP early? Bye.
Nah.
My wedding must not be important to you. Because really.
No, but I mean, they still planned on coming.
How long did they have for them?
I'll say they had a couple months.
Months,
she had let them know ahead of time. And I want to say maybe a couple weeks. The wedding, but she still had it open, you know. But she went
her is maybe she wasn't closing it until weeks to the wedding,
a couple weeks to the wedding. Oh, she uninvited them.
I probably would do the same.
Not me,
you would do the same.
Yeah,
I'm not
sure. So, what's going to be a bridezilla?
So,
let me
because I experienced it.
Okay.
So,
what's that?
Oh, were you friendzilla?
No, she no. was Godzilla.
No,
she was the Hulk.
I yeah.
No, you and Naomi was that.
I was
oh,
the
no,
one on
you guys
everybody's
were, yeah.
I see it. Because the hotel where we stayed and where she stayed was different.
They
I was
different,
going from room to room. Oh yeah, if you guys don't get ready, we are out.
So she was
that.
My,
I was that
so
person.
So you're about to show up to my wedding.
Yeah, just get ready.
Expect that.
I was that person. Like, they were sharing food during the trench because she did her wedding a whole day. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wait, ask me eating. I went straight to the kitchen. I was like,
so
pack me rice
security.
And ofada.
Yeah, no.
Put it
no.
in a plate. Legit.
Fall in love with her.
She was doing her makeup. I was feeding her. Oh, yeah, eat.
Yeah, legit.
I'm that person. Yeah, I would.
But like, I can relate with your friend Chad that
no me she you are a warrior God. Princess you
I
like basketballs.
I can't I don't have the heart to do that to
really?
Invite someone to
so
the
then
wedding.
Why I would truly, you why would you have my wedding invite for months
just
really they were trying to figure things
get,
out
things
for months
happen,
yeah
and there's like weeks
people
to the wedding and you are still haven't figured
so
out
you
your life
to tell me you can't like there are things that can come up and you just you can
you would
on
have
something.
It's better for you to accept that RSVP and then call me back and say, unfortunately, I can't make it. It's different.
But if you're paying per head.
And then I'll fix another person. I'll probably switch you. Because why should I have my invites in your inbox for years and then you're just
not
like, wait,
years.
It can't be.
Years,
well,
would you say you invite someone to your wedding?
No.
Just
no.
because they didn't RSVP.
I would, my people. I would stand by that.
Manner. I would not.
Weeks of the wedding. What? Okay,
did
define
you
weeks.
Did you invite anyone to your wedding?
I didn't.
Okay, good.
I didn't.
The question you should ask.
But like I said,
did she intentionally not invite some people to her wedding? That's the question.
Did you? Kemi, I was actually waiting for my own invite in the mail.
Really?
Yes.
You didn't get it? I thought you did.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
But.
Apologies. No, for real.
I cannot.
No, for real.
Kemi's no. own. If I've not, if she'd not have a relationship, like deep relationship with you,
I don't.
But I actually respect that.
I do respect
that.
I don't know
that.
You that
do,
much.
Yes,
but not
I
you. I'm saying
that.
Like them.
Just in general.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you have even offended her before
they didn't get invited, but that's a special day. That's a special day.
I cannot.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Ella, for opening my ash. Thank you.
She was like, if I don't care about you, why are you my special
date? No, for real.
I do respect.
If we didn't have to pay per head. Like I said, mm-hmm. oh, please come enjoy yourself. But if I'm paying for you to come
that's
and
true.
Then I don't really know you, what are you being there for?
Yeah,
really. But, anyways, it's people's wedding, to each your own, right?
True.
It's your wedding, it's your special day. You get to dictate how you want it to be. What is the most eventful, or should I say, the most thing you're looking out for at your wedding?
Truly, like, I wouldn't say I'm a people pleaser, but I mm-hmm. truly want the people around me to have a good time. So when people have
that.
A good time, I have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when I see the people I love happy.
Yes.
So, truly, what I'm looking forward to is just for us to have a good time.
Yes.
It's a long weekend, and I truly want to be the best host
yes.
you know, bride at the same time.
Yes.
Like, I want people to cater to me, but at the same time, I truly want to cater to their
to people.
And
oh, you're
sure.
so nice.
Because I know brides who, it's like all about me on that day.
Yeah.
Just was my personality type. I want
you're
people
so
to have a good time.
She's
so
a sweetheart.
That's really what I
should
want.
Learn.
I want
we really
to
should learn
time.
From Peking.
Yeah. Especially
we really should
yeah.
learn.
No. Stop acting like you're not a nice person. I was wrong.
It's because you're
yeah.
my friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Some people
it's because you are my
I
friend.
I came here to give you an idea now.
What's the idea?
On inviting people.
What do you
if
mean?
If they are not RSVPing on time.
No, I think that should be really something that everybody should do.
I
you guys should adopt that.
I came here to preach against this.
You'll be like,
let's
you have
do this for
one,
Fure's
2 weeks.
If you don't want your birthday, if you don't RSVP on time.
No. So define on time.
A month before.
No. One month
well,
before. You said weeks before. Because to me, I'm thinking this wedding, they've been planning it for a while, right?
They've been planning for a while.
Okay, so.
She was a very type A bride, too.
Okay,
very,
so
very.
If she now only had like a few weeks to the wedding and there are still some people that are unsure, you're obviously not coming. You're not trying to come.
Well,
what
they
if
were
they.
Trying to come.
What that's what I'm saying. What did they even do? Trying
how
to
many
figure
weeks,
things out.
Yeah.
How many weeks to the wedding, please? Maybe
a
I'm tripping.
Weeks. They really were trying to come.
Like 4 weeks?
Trying to buy tickets.
Like 4
and,
weeks
know,
to the wedding?
I want to say like about 3.
You're not trying to come to my wedding.
No,
you have not decided.
Come. They were
they
trying
did
to
come.
Come. They came into town.
Even after
they
were uninvited.
Obviously, they weren't invited. So they, we just they came
oh,
into
okay.
town.
Oh, okay.
That
one
us.
Is a little dramatic.
Yeah, they came into town with us and then they just ended up not going to the wedding.
Why would they then still go?
No, they came with, you know, it was my friends too. her friends. So they came with us. We all flew together.
Yeah.
They didn't come to the wedding. I mean, you're uninvited. Why are you going to show up now?
And did the bride know that they were actually in town?
Yes, I think after she had found out, you know.
Okay, maybe that one is a little deep. Mm-hmm. She's like, that one might be a little deep, you guys. But anyway, so let's just dive into it, right? We pulled some questions that we want to ask you. Obviously, we've seen trends. Mm-hmm. We've seen people overdo stuff at other people's weddings.
Obviously, we've seen trends.
I know we want to talk about this trend so bad, and we will. In fact, the floor is open.
Literally.
So we've seen trends that, uh-huh, you know, people overdo stuff at people's wedding. Mm-hmm. What is the biggest fashion mishap you've ever seen at a wedding? Maybe your friend's wedding, maybe online.
So I'm trying to think of the weddings I've been to. If I'm to use personally, I haven't really seen anything that's been so off-putting to me.
But really?
Then, in, 2 weeks ago, JP, the wedding that shook the internet.
My favorite wedding of all time.
Papaya X. The groom on her breast.
Yay.
When I saw that picture.
That threw me off.
I was like, oh my God, Papaya, you're trying so hard.
Truly.
But do you guys think she was... she was ill intent about that?
I don't think she was.
She was selfish because she wanted to trend
so bad.
Yeah. Mm. So
I think she has been quiet for a while. Mm. Like nobody has actually really like, cause knowing her, I think she's very like, oh, trend. I want to trend. I want to be the spotlight. I want somebody to talk about me.
Yeah.
That's the way I see her, you know? So that she did too much. Yeah. She tried so hard, but I don't think
I saw
worked.
A video of her though when she was trying to defend herself.
That's
what did she say?
Well, not a whole official defend kind of video, but like somebody at the party just literally said, Why do you have this there? Mm-hmm. And she said if she had placed this picture right here too, where she placed Prissy's picture, mm-hmm, people would have said, Why is she placing the picture?
Do you think would have said the same thing? It would just maybe start talking hip about just the picture.
That's but what
why? Would have been like, why do you?
Why do you need their picture on your
just
body?
Just in general, obviously. What's the point of?
Me, I like the style.
But someone could if I'm playing devil's advocate for her, it's like maybe she's honoring them, you know.
That's, with picture, to, you know what that reminded me of? Mm-mm. That but to me just reminded me.
I don't
me,
take that.
Yeah. Yeah, to me, no. I don't know. I don't even know if the dress was as classy as
it was very classless. It was very classless.
It was
very trenchy, like it was too classless.
Yeah.
But I'm not surprised because she's classless. Let's be honest with ourselves.
Hello, day. What happened?
If you're somebody that always seeks so much attention, you're always in a fight with somebody. You are classless.
Oh, really? She's always in a fight.
But yeah.
At the same time, that's what pays her bills. It's literally true, I'm not here to define Papaya. True. But that is what pays her
legit
bills.
Legit. At
so
this
doing
point.
That, I think she trended.
But why do you need to be classless to pay your bills?
That's what is moving market in Nigeria.
True. Sadly, to be honest.
So she needed some money. The
one that transformed to me that I didn't like was Caramel Plug. Is that Caramel Plug?
Yeah. What did she do?
I don't know what she did. She just transformed. Like
to
she
be
started
classy,
acting classless.
She's acting classless.
There was a time she was all loved when she was still doing our comedy in our room.
Yeah, I think she stopped. The moment she stopped that comedy stuff, she lost me.
Yeah.
Because I used to follow her on my Instagram. Mm. And the moment she stopped Shady Balaban shaking her bum bum, small ass to shake,
I didn't really watch her. No, Carmen. I watch her.
I see her sometimes.
Her on the internet the other day.
Yeah, she lost me.
Stealing someone's man or something like that.
Oh, she did?
Right? I mean, that's what
probably
I saw.
Probably her stories like that.
Damn.
I didn't used to watch her. I think I need to be
on social media more.
Yeah. But I mean, it just goes to what you said. Like, these are some of the things you have to do to remain relevant, sadly, in Nigeria.
So in Nigeria, like, you just have to do, I think you have to
crazy things. Yeah.
So obviously, there are people who are doing it in a classier way.
So would you rather take what she did, what Papaya did, versus somebody that came to someone's just random person's wedding and they're like half naked?
That too is classless.
Because we've seen that.
I don't know what it was, probably maybe last year or last 2 years. I don't know. But there was a wedding, I can literally see that girl's nipple.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, if it's my wedding, you are out.
Yeah,
I will just go my clothes. I will go my tear the clothes now.
See them from where you're sitting now.
I will see you by the name of Jesus.
or maybe your friend Zilla will see them and be like, this person.
I'm like, you need to get out. Why? Like, it made that for me.
I think people dress indecent to weddings because I think maybe you're trying, some girls are trying to find a man.
Yeah, they want to find a man.
You're trying to look good.
No, look good in a classy way so that the good men will attract. Because, if you come and if I'm a man and you've shown me everything, what am I paying for
again? That's even when I'm unattracted to you, Seth, at that point.
Yeah, like, what am I paying for?
I mean, this new generation men, some are not like that.
No.
Really?
I don't think so.
No. Well,
because I've heard a lot of our generation men say that if you've given me everything, the whole milk, so why am I buying it?
Some people still like it, though.
Why? That buy, I don't like it.
No, when I say buy, in the sense
buy.
Like,
it's
just, buy, I don't like it. It's not like buy property, in the literal property. Like buy. It's more like,
yeah, I know.
Yeah, I have it all. I might as well just continue enjoying it for free.
Yeah, yeah. I saw a wedding that, I think it was an Igbo wedding.
Mm-hmm. And I love
there's
Igbo
the culture,
weddings.
The culture you guys have.
No,
that
I love Igbo weddings.
You would, I think it's the culture where the bride is like trying to, was it the bride or the bride's friends? Mm-hmm. They're actually carrying something. I think they are introducing the bride. They're bringing out the bride from mm-hmm. the house mm-hmm. and they're dancing around.
Oh, yeah. I think that her breast, she was almost, was about to fall down while she was dancing.
So you saw that video too.
I saw it. Oh my God. You know how
so
it was
really, really bad.
It was bad. The friend,
it was legit about to come out from.
So my problem with that,
even for herself, she shouldn't drink.
She should. My problem with that is that the bride obviously saw her. This is not a matter of, oh, somebody should go and tell the bride, come and see what your friend is wearing. Because they were dancing in together. So you've seen your friend with that outfit. What would you do? Would you then tell her, turn back, please, don't
dance
with me?
Should I say something?
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Did I say something?
Yeah, go ahead.
She'll be your friend.
And I'll tell you who you are, huh? Right.
They what? They laba-laba together. So if me as a person, if I don't care that your breast is open, if you're open to my wedding, I would truly, truly not care because if it's your wedding, I can open too.
Yeah. So probably that's their MO. They're fine with things
or
like that.
It depends on how close you are to the
bride. This girl was right next to the bride.
They were together. They were dancing.
So if the bride doesn't have a problem with it,
why should you?
Do what you got.
So the whole internet's problem for that wedding was the fact that their parents were there. How would you embarrass your parents like this or your friend's parents like this?
There is a time and a place. That's what I think. There's a time and a place. I mean, if you're going to the club, you dress how you
want. I mean,
no
of
one
course,
is there to
police,
right? But
for a wedding,
that's an important day with pictures that you guys will look back on.
And the beautiful thing you guys do is you go to the village mostly to do the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
So you're telling me that my whole entire village is going to see you like this.
Legit.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was talking to her, I don't know if it was today or yesterday, because I wanted to sew a particular dress for her wedding. And I told her, like, oh, I changed my mind because it's too short.
Yeah, she did tell me that.
Yeah.
I'm comfortable wearing it. But I'm like, I don't know, the Nigerian aunties and uncles, I don't want to go and disgrace myself like that. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I think it's something definitely that somebody should have in their
common sense.
About, obviously, people really need to respect, you know, when you're, there's a time and a place when you're going to a wedding. You should know, like, how there's a dress code for everything, even schools. There's no place that you shouldn't have some sort of mental image on how you're supposed to look. Going to a wedding is not the time and the place to look like you're going to the club.
Yeah. And now that you've spoken about dress code now, do you think people should have dress codes for weddings?
Oh, yes, I do.
Like, a couple should say, this is the dress code.
I definitely give people, like, I'm like, today, black tie, you know, the day after. I think people should.
I agree. People
can, you know, can dress, you know.
Yeah, I
kind of want you to fit my vibe
on
my day.
How would you give dress code for that? Because you can give me color and I still dress, you know, irresponsible.
We did formal. We're like black tie, which means, you know, you wear a formal dress.
Yes.
So I think that's how I can cover your bases, truly. But mostly, if it is, obviously, you guys had bigger weddings. But, you know, most people are reaching out to us asking to clarify. So
what kind of outfit?
Them, like, you know,
I love
this
that.
Is what it is. Yeah.
See, my dream wedding has always been minimum 50 people, maximum 100 people.
Mm-hmm.
Something that
that's
I can
really
control.
Mine too.
That's
truly, truly.
We are Nigerians.
And I mean, I'm able to get away with it because I'm marrying a last son.
Oh, yes.
And my sister's a second daughter. So my older sister.
They've had their big wedding.
Yes, yeah. She had and married the only son, and she's practically the other, like, Igbo. So
yes.
Truly, there's no way they could have done what we did. Walked so we could run. So yes. I'm so grateful for that.
Yes. She's like,
you couldn't have done that either. Kenya, are you first daughter?
No, I'm not. Okay. I'm not. Yeah. But I don't think I could have done that either. Because families.
It's not... Trust me, we've gone through some struggles with it in terms of
people saying no, why would you not?
Yes. You know, my husband's family side. And it's not, there's no shade to them at all. It's just because, you know, it's just not something they're used to. So we're probably going to, we're the first doing it in just all together on his side, on my side.
I love it. Yeah. I love it because you'll be able to control a lot of stuff with just that number. I love it.
So since we're talking about dress code and do you think that people should not wear white to a wedding?
I think.
Is it ever okay?
If nothing has been said, right, by the bride, like if she hasn't said it's like all white wedding, because I've seen weddings now
that are
even
all
the bridesmaids are wearing white.
That's actually true.
Yeah, you know, I did contemplate it because I truly don't care about that stuff.
Really?
But I really don't. True.
You would be okay seeing other people wearing white at your wedding?
Personally, I don't think I would mind, you know? Now, if it looks like a wedding dress,
All bridal, sparkling.
If it looks very, like, you know, very bridal, like, then obviously I think I would mind, but just generally.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I have faith that you wouldn't wear white to my wedding.
You trust people.
Yeah. The people I'm inviting, I have faith that you wouldn't wear white to my wedding. But there are brides who set those rules and say, you know, you can wear white. But if no one has said anything, the bride hasn't said anything, I mean, you shouldn't.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't wear white to my wedding.
Yeah, I agree too. Unless it's been like, okay, this is the dress code. Let's wear white. Mm-hmm.
We're having all white parties, not the wedding day, but I want people to wear, I'm not even wearing white for that day.
Yes.
Like everyone else is wearing white and I wouldn't wear white.
And then you wear something different. Mm-hmm. That's cute. Ah!
Yeah.
I'm going to be missing this wedding.
I know.
It's so painful. Oh, God.
And I tell you, don't choose Adam.
Oh, God. It's so painful. Child.
But yet again.
Okay, so you don't have a problem with that?
No, I wouldn't. But... just courtesy. Yeah. Even though I don't have a problem with it, I wouldn't do it at someone's wedding.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
you know,
yes.
I truly wouldn't.
Me, don't wear white to my wedding.
Yeah.
I don't care who you are. Unless, because I know that there are some of our family culture that for Yoruba weddings, they do the engagement party.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the introduction comes first, then they do the engagement party, and then they do the wedding. For some people, the engagement party is just a little smaller. Some people, that's even the big thing, right? So if it's a smaller thing, most families just say, oh, we all wear white and we'll pick a...
Gele color.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But that's traditional, though. My thing is white wedding. Why are you wearing white?
Like that time that I'm wearing white.
Yeah.
Why are you wearing white?
Yeah. Why are you wearing white to my white wedding?
Why are you wearing white?
I should be the only one in white.
So do you guys think you would have known anybody at your... when I say I have faith, there's no one who's coming to my
wedding.
That's why
I said it's beautiful that you can control. Like, the number you have, you can control them.
Yeah.
But if you have, like, this wedding that is everybody, even uncles that you don't know, aunties that you don't know.
And then maybe the uncle that you don't know came with the daughter and the daughter is wearing white.
Yes. What would you do?
If there and I have had a wedding in this place, because his family is well known in Dayton.
It would have been bigger, like, plenty people.
My sister's wedding, we're expecting about 400 guests. I think it was like over 500. Like, I'm just thinking of his side of the family, my side of the family.
Yeah,
like,
because he
couldn't have controlled it.
Yeah. Like, I met his uncle before I even met him.
Yeah, like, there's no way. His parents have been here for a very long time. They've really settled in Dayton. Like, there's no way we could have controlled it.
Yeah.
I want things so curated. I know. I want quality
and you can't have
over
that
quantity.
Yes.
Like, I really hate quantity and
no
ugly
quality. Yeah.
So
how
does
that
to me
work? I'm still trying to like comprehend how you could narrow the kind of family because you like you're saying there's a large family to 80 people.
I mean, you have people who are against it. Yeah. You know, we still have people who are against it. Even my auntie, like my mom's sister who lives in New York, does really good. Like she truly the whole time. We had an issue where we were called selfish. And it's from my side of the family. I didn't even expect it. They're like, you guys are selfish for doing this.
Oh,
why aren't you thinking of other people? you know, and I'm like, but it's my wedding.
It's my wedding, though.
Like, this is kind of what I want.
I know that one of my husband's cousin, what they did was they went to Nigeria for the traditional wedding where the whole, if you want to pack the whole nation, go ahead. But you see their white wedding, they did a destination. They didn't. If you can't come,
I do think people will start doing destinations more, just so you can
control you can control
you can
that.
Have a good because
Owambe, Mubomo branch, like, it's actually, you will just come, you will not find food to eat because I didn't budget
I'm
you.
I'm telling you, my sister's wedding, food has finished. And like, the budget for the food was insane. Like, my brother-in-law, my sister, like, I'm telling you, my parents, they put money in the food and food finished.
Can you imagine?
Because way more people came than we anticipated.
Yeah.
And that's just not something I want to, okay. Did you? I hope you have food. Because food finished at some point. It was just so much more people than we thought would be there.
So what my mom did for me, because my husband's auntie, she's a caterer. So we said, okay, we wanted, by the time we narrowed down the list, we're like, okay, we said, let's assume 200. She cooked for 350.
That's family. Like I said, if you have to cater that out, that would be a lot
of money. Did you guys pay for catering?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
We still paid her, but
that's our husband's auntie. I see.
She cooked for 300 and, like, let's add 350 people. So there was still...
Yeah. No, we had, every head was accounted for.
Did you guys do Nigerian food? Is that
So we...
And how do you guys pay per head for Nigerian... Oh, no.
Thank you. For the venue. Because they would allow you bring an outside caterer, but you still have to pay, like... plates fees per head.
Makes sense.
So it's literally like paying double.
Yeah.
You will still pay for the food and then still pay for plates. Can you imagine?
And even dealing with that, that's the one thing I know that, like, I do hope, because it's an all-inclusive resort, people are not sad at my wedding that they don't have Nigerian food.
Oh my God, that was a guilt. That's huge for us too. That was why we didn't have a choice.
Even
you still had to pay
for
double.
For me, that's the one, that tugs on my heart a little bit. Just say that's a vacation. You must not eat Nigerian food everywhere. But we're bringing Kuliado. We're bringing Kulikuli. We're going to pack.
I'm trying now.
We're going to bring things for people to have it taste at home.
If I'm going out of the country to do a wedding, I'm not expecting Nigerian food.
Legit. I was telling her, I'm actually excited for your wedding. I'm actually going out of the country.
Yes.
But I am more excited to taste something else that is not in here.
Yes, she's like, really looking forward to the food.
Well, that's a good mindset. Literally, hope every other
guest
thinks
that. We're literally just talking about
it
before you came in. I was like, oh my God, like, I just want to taste
like that.
That should be the mentality, I think.
But, you know, we're having, you know, our older generation, the older people, we have to cater to.
I mean, I think for the older people, as long as you have, like, good chicken, and probably something like some sort of rice.
Steak, rice,
they should be fine.
Yeah. Food in Mexico is good.
Yeah, and it's quite relatable too.
Yeah, it
is. Know?
So I'm happy about that.
I'm just happy for
the
fruit. I can't wait.
Okay.
There's even the fresh, the air is different.
Yeah. I'm telling
you. Your skin will glow a little different when you come back.
My dear, you would feel so.
It truly would.
Wusa.
In case you didn't see me that week after, I did, just know I stayed back a little bit.
Okay.
I
would support it.
You're staying longer.
I am, actually. I am staying longer.
I would support. I'll be like, yes, please. Enjoy your life. No, so my next question here now is, what do you think people can do to avoid unnecessary drama when it comes to, like, wedding planning, just like what we're talking about now?
Because I truly don't think happen. No, yeah, I'm rushing to answer that question because I don't think you can avoid drama.
Yeah,
it's just human beings, we're wired to be that way.
Dramatic.
I mean, that's why shows like, you know, like Housewives, like those franchises, they set, like, you can't put a group of people together and not expect drama. So I anticipate drama and make peace with it. That's pretty much what it is.
She kind of struggled with it during her wedding.
I had to call her.
I'd be like, Kim, let me just tell you the honest truth.
It wouldn't be the same.
It would not.
Yeah.
Like, everything you planned, there's going to be drama. It's not going to go as planned. So just start mentally preparing yourself.
Yeah.
As I told her, that if you frown, I'll conk you.
Yeah.
No, but truly, you have to anticipate. Yeah. Like, I'm anticipating it. I know this is what I'm going to deal with. Like, then when you know the amount of people coming to, like, I can tell what people's problems are going to be. So it's like I'm making peace with it because I don't want to be stressed out that weekend. Yeah. So I feel like I know what's coming and I'm making peace with it.
Wow.
You can never change humans. Like, We are wired how we are. Yeah. You can invite someone to your wedding. In my mind, I can't do
that. You can't do that,
so
yeah.
You have to be able to accept people how they are. Yeah. So people yeah. will come with, you know, there are people who don't do things a certain way. You can't, you shouldn't judge them for it. Yeah. You know? They will judge you for whatever it is you're doing, but yeah. just make peace with it.
Yeah.
So in my mind, the best way to just cope with it is make sure your partner, you guys are super strong. Mm. You're talking about it ahead of time. You know, we're sitting down before and like anticipating, okay, this is what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. So we know that we are grounded. Mm-hmm. You know, if we're not on the same page, that's when the drama would really hit.
It would affect you.
You know, but if we're together, we know this is what was going to happen. Anything else that happens, we should just be able to take it.
I love it. Mm-hmm. I love it. I love it so much. Cool. Because of course I've heard like, weddings break or make relationships a lot. Mm-hmm. There's so many drama that can happen that can make you and your friends, your partner, your family.
I know that from my wedding, two friends that were friends for like about 10 years, mm-hmm. they broke up at my wedding.
Hmm. Can you imagine? Yeah.
And it's not
with you though, themselves.
Themselves.
Can you imagine?
That is someone else's. Exactly. Someone else's wedding. Mm-hmm. They broke up. Literally, one of them was like, if this is how you're going to act for my mm-hmm. wedding, I'm not. She got engaged at that time. And like, if this is how you're going to act for my wedding, you are not coming for my wedding. Oh,
wow. Yeah. Literally.
The relationship ended.
Literally.
That's crazy.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Although I have heard, I used to hear all the time that like when you're planning a wedding, you know who your real friends are.
Yes.
I don't know if I had some sort of like, I'm above it complex. I'm mm-hmm. like, nah, I know the people.
Because you trust your friends.
Like, I know. And this process, I'm like, oh my God, this is so true. Yeah. Like, I truly was like, oh, I didn't expect some behaviors. That's yes. why mm-hmm. I truly am fortifying myself, my yeah. mind, to know that people are gonna come yeah. a little.
I don't yeah. think I did that. I don't think I anticipated. Like, she was saying, yeah. she was even the one letting me like get that reality check that it's not gonna be the same. I like you two trusted people. Like,
are you the first wedding like in your with your siblings, like your immediate family?
No, mm. we've had weddings, but like
how long? Because my sister was 3 years ago,
right?
And we were so
my
deep in her
siblings' wedding was like was far apart from Mike. I was probably even younger, like way younger.
I see.
You know when they had their wedding, but for me, I think my wedding showed me a lot of people's real
self.
It does.
Identity.
It really does.
She
it
lost
really
a friend does. Too.
I lost a friend. I lost a lot of family members.
Yeah.
That
I see.
Like, cause that's where what I was saying was yeah. coming from. Mm-hmm. You know, when people you just put certain expectations on people mm-hmm. and then when they don't do that, and unlike you, I didn't fortify myself to say mm-hmm. it's okay if you don't do that. Mm-hmm. My expectation can just be settled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But mine was not like that because I was really expecting so much from people. Mm-hmm. And then when they didn't show up, it was like, what?
I fortified myself. I have lost a friend in this process.
Wow.
And I truly did not expect it.
I think for her.
That's crazy.
For Kemi, the reason why I think she acted like, she expected some certain people to do, because she's a friend that if you're having an event,
she shows up.
She will stick out her neck, her body, her throat.
That is exactly what it is.
That's who she is.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So her, and especially if you know that there is that one person that you've done that multiple times.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The one time that I expected you to be there for me, that you are missing.
Oh, mm-hmm. I want to cry.
I hate that.
You understand that so yeah. much. Oh. That is exactly what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you're such a giver, yeah. Sometimes yes. you truly expect for people to yes. give back to you.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
But you're rewarded in different ways.
I know.
It will never be the people you expect.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
So God blesses you so.
Naomi was that
not
person
this
for
one.
Me.
Not this Naomi.
We have a whole lot of Naomi's. Yes. So
Naomi
at
was
the,
one
the
person
opposite
that.
Side of that, you mm-hmm. see people that you didn't expect to yep. like pull things yeah. for you. That would then be the ones mm-hmm. there for you. Like,
because even the Bible said, I will raise stones to Exactly. So if exactly God knows that, I can't, if you're a God's child, he can't just let you struggle.
It's
exactly.
Not possible.
Because what happened, backstory, her makeup artist missed a flight.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
A night just before
FYI,
the wedding.
Just prepare. Like, yeah. I'm glad that you said you're fortifying it yourself because
yeah, she a literally lot of got shit a call go down. And, like, she's not here. Literally, we had a makeup artist, wow. just Naomi. Naomi was, I was like, oh, do you want, because I do makeup as well. Mm-hmm. She was like, you know what, I'll do the makeup. You stay with the girls in the hotel. I will go stay with her to make sure that her makeup. Naomi didn't sleep because she had to go home, get her stuff, get herself ready, get her table. We're looking for a table.
Yeah. Wow. She literally, the whole day was different. She didn't sleep. We were legit up together at like 2 a.m. trying to figure out the, because she had to then, like you said, rent a chair, get a makeup, get this table, get that. Because it just happened in like few hours. And she's
anybody
still,
with the name Naomi, just
know. I know,
just
good people.
Sharp
people.
I actually
don't
have,
mess around.
I have
don't
like
three Naomi. Not Triumph.
Yeah, I have like three Naomis in my life.
And oh yeah, that's actually true. That's actually true. And they're all legit people. I'm not even going to lie.
I do have like three.
Yeah. So how do you feel losing that friend that you mentioned?
Oh no, this one truly hurt. Truly. And when I say I've fortified myself, but I did not expect it. Because I have stuck my neck out for her. Yeah. And I really don't like to count.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like to count.
Yeah, but then this makes you do that.
But then I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
I've given hours for you. Like, I've done stuff.
That's
and like
crazy.
You truly, I felt like she treated me like trash.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I see. Yeah. You know? Yeah. I guess I hold you to a higher esteem than you hold me.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, this is the time when you know, like,
yeah.
I guess I'm your friend and you're not so
my
much.
My friend, yeah.
Mine,
truly.
Exactly.
Or, yeah.
Exactly. That is, this. Yeah. I hate, so I love wedding planning, but I didn't, I
hate it. Yeah, I used to say something. I don't pray for my enemy to have another wedding.
Oh, no, absolutely.
To go through that process.
Only once,
pray.
Baby.
Only once.
Only
so,
once.
Please.
No, yeah, I agree. But, I mean, in the process too, like I will always say, like I try to count my blessings.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
When
absolutely.
I say I'm so grateful for my sisters, my mom, like I have a newfound appreciation for them.
For
like
them.
I love them so deeply. Like they have helped me through this process.
Yeah.
So like it's crazy. Like,
oh, that's wonderful.
You know, my friends, people checking up on me.
Yeah.
Just you know,
that's wonderful.
Like just those little things, and I'm like, I will actually dwell on this.
Yes,
you know? And
that's wonderful.
You know, makes you feel better.
Yeah. Yeah.
So my next question here is, how do guests, like guests coming for your wedding, how do you think they can balance looking stylish and respecting like the dress code, I should say, for a wedding?
Let me think about that one a little bit. So how do they balance, you know, looking stylish? And to start, like, feeling like if you look good, you feel good.
Mm-hmm.
You bring your best energy. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I would want for them to just, I guess, be themselves. Like, you know, do what makes you happy. Wait. Let me land.
Because I'm like,
do
what makes you happy. Naked. I say it's making you happy.
Exactly.
No, wait. But do what makes you happy. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, at the same time, just be cognizant of where you are. Like, it just takes me back to there's a place and time for things.
Yes.
You know? So
yes, absolutely.
Dress your best for a wedding. What you think is a wedding event, you know. So just do that instead.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah. You can be stylish but still have sense.
Have sense. Yeah. Legit. You can be classily stylish.
Classily. I love that.
If that's an English.
Classily stylish.
Or also, you know, you can have friends when you're going to the event. You know
the kind of people
they
are.
You know the type of person you're coming for.
According
to what they want you to show up like.
Yes. And I think that shows how intentional you are towards me as well, because yes, this might be you might be that person that what makes me happy is for me to be halfly
half
dressed
naked.
Whatever but you should be intentional about me if you know that this my friend, she's a church girl or something, you should
respect
be intentional
that.
Of that
truly even like, because there's the opposite, we're talking about the indecent dressing, but there's even underdressing.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I know someone in my ashrabi who she's very like, she doesn't like to do those type of things.
Yes.
You know? She's very holistic.
Makeup.
When I had seen the style she picked for ashrabi, I was so like, I know she doesn't know that she did that for me, but I'm like, she put in effort.
Oh,
like she tried to look better. Like I couldn't believe that was the style she picked.
Yes.
And I'm like, like I was truly touched. Shocked. I'm like, that
is important.
She truly did that.
That is
so
important.
This one that told us, you pushed for that dress.
Yes, that is important.
She legit was no, like, you better dress
how
well.
How would you balance a friend who doesn't do makeup?
Oh, doesn't do
like
makeup
do
is what
like
I. Like, I think we should talk about makeup.
Yeah. How do you balance what do you that? Do? People who don't like to do makeup.
So
what do you do?
I hired a makeup artist for them. But if you now come and tell me that, oh, you know, I don't do makeup, I don't want that.
You're out.
My love.
No, it can't be, you're out.
At this point, what can I do?
I see.
What else can I do?
Yeah.
Because, yes, it's a different thing if you don't like makeup and you don't do it. But on my wedding day, if I'm hiring somebody for you, the least you can do is say, okay, do something mild.
Light.
I see.
Because I know one of your friends, she's not really big on like
makeup
and stuff, but she did.
Yes.
And she looked so beautiful.
Just do something simple for me, for me, for me, for that one
just
day.
Just that one day, exactly.
For that
just
one day.
Honor that one day.
That's
yeah.
That's
and I know there's some people who come for this and say, why must you put in your bridal whatever if you know that she doesn't like makeup, why must you force her to
that's
do makeup?
That's why if I know that, okay, like I said, understand your friend, understand who your person is. Mm-hmm. If I know that Kemi is a church girl, doesn't like makeup, she's probably not even going to wear makeup on her wedding. Mm-hmm. If I cannot do without makeup, and I know that on that day, there's most likely not going to be makeup, my love, if I can't do it, I will tell you no.
Yeah.
If I can't,
that's
I will show up in my BFs.
I prefer you tell me no, than make my life hard in the planning phase.
Yeah.
I don't want that. Please, just say, unfortunately, your
this
standard cannot go with mine.
Like, I've attended a wedding where all they played was Christian music.
Mm.
I didn't say because of that, I'm not going to. I attended because
I'm okay
I didn't
with
really
that.
Mind.
Yeah, I'm okay. Yeah. But for that friend, that maybe the friend is the one that actually doesn't like to do makeup and do other stuff. For me, if I'm coming for your wedding at that point, being intentional, I will probably do a light makeup for myself. Something that will not even show.
Show that,
that I had something on. So that at least you know that if I'm somebody that would do makeup normally.
As in my eyeshadow is probably like purple and
blue. Yeah, yeah. So I would.
With
so yes,
my blush being red.
Be respectful of your friends. That's just what it is.
Oh my goodness.
And at the same time, you know, as a guest to someone's wedding, think of the couple. Is the day that's special to
yeah,
them?
Yeah, like people
so
need to understand that day is not for you.
Them.
Exactly.
Don't be selfish.
Yeah, it's not your day.
Don't be selfish.
What you guys just said made me remember Lagos weddings now.
Hey. They will have a whole photo shoot.
Yes.
Before the wedding.
Before the wedding.
As it
a guest.
It was JP that I saw that.
I'm
like,
telling
people
you.
Are actually doing photo shoot before
yes.
a wedding.
Yes.
They have turned wedding to like,
yeah, it's not about the couple.
Legit.
It's not about the couple anymore.
It's a gala event.
Yes,
like a
yes,
whole red carpet.
Yes,
yes. But it's a Nigerian thing too, though.
Yeah,
I think it's a Nigerian. Culture. No, I think it's a Nigerian energy.
Okay. Yes.
I
but
think
do we love that or do we not love that?
I think we
that?
Do. I do. I want.
I don't mind it.
I want every single soul on my wedding looking drop dead like
dope.
Like I want to eat you up. How pretty you look.
Yeah.
That's what I. Because I want to be going through my pictures and be like, so that fine girl with a big bum.
But then
do
doesn't
understand?
That put pressure on the bride?
No, you can't
better.
Outshine me.
Ow!
You cannot.
Have you seen these people?
You can't outshine me.
Have you seen these people?
If I'm thinking
first
of
all,
JP,
I look different.
They
didn't outshine
no,
you.
There's just something that comes with being a bride.
Well,
yeah,
I mean,
like first
except,
of all, you're not wearing
I have
what
seen weddings by
these
wearing.
Okay, wait, guys. Have you guys seen
Vicky James.
Vicky James' sister-in-law.
I just, she was just
outshined
me.
The bride.
Hey!
I just knew you were going
she
to go there.
She outshined the
bride. The one
bride.
I saw was for
that
her
worker.
That one has been
a
while
you told
now.
Me about that. I didn't see that.
So wait, her sister now got married.
Her sister-in-law. So her brother's wife. And my issue with her is that she was in front and beside just the whole time.
Oh my
and like,
God.
She just looked.
So this is. This
she
is,
looked bad. The whole time I looked at her instead of the bride.
Oh no.
I
so
think,
don't think you can't out. You can't
you
outshine
can.
The bride.
I didn't think that, but you can.
You can.
Because there's a bride right now that has been outshone.
This is why. I know that. So I've
that's
heard this
crazy.
Before, whereby people say, when they're talking about this, what they say is, well, you too, as the bride, don't come, you know, looking like whatever. But. It's putting pressure on them. What if that's not their lifestyle? What if that's not who they think? What if they can't even afford some of those stuff that you can afford? But you come in looking so extravagant and everything.
But that's the thing. As a guest, you should know.
Yes, who you're showing up for. Exactly.
You really should know who you're exactly. showing up for.
Exactly. Because me, I'm wearing for our own wedding.
Exactly.
Oh, she's showing up.
I'm sorry. Yes,
you are showing up.
I'm sorry. Because like, up. I know, like, I have competitions.
Exactly.
I have a sister. Like, there's
you know they would look good.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to come and be looking like, oh, that's the least dress.
No,
There's
for my engagement, someone, like, one of our family members had come, mm-hmm. and they had dressed down, and the whole time she's like, oh my God, I didn't know I was coming. Like, I knew I was coming for a kid event, Jay. But, like, it didn't click to me.
Yay.
It just not clicked to me. That's how I was showing up. Like, she has multiple times. She's
even
like,
her bridal shower, I was crying. I was like, Kemi, what do you think about this one?
Yeah. No, legit. She carried it on her head as well. Yeah. So, I just think at the end of the day, people should just be respectful. Just be aware of your surroundings. Because this Vicky James one is kind of sad, sadly. Because you already know that you're a fashionista, you're rich, you have the money to do that.
Yeah.
Not to say that a sister-in-law is not.
I mean, I think she did fashion some of her dresses. I mean, I legit.
Yeah.
I like a white dress though for a white wedding.
Oh, I haven't seen that the white wedding yet.
So the only thing.
But then again, why should she dress down? Let's think about this. Why should Vicky James dress down?
I don't think her issue is her dressing down.
Yeah, no.
I think it's more like, okay, let me use you as an example, right? Your sister was your maid of honor at your wedding. Even with the Ashwebi girl, she had a different outfit, right?
Mm-hmm.
But your sister was not in front of you. Yes or yes?
Mm-hmm, no.
Exactly.
Wait, when you say in front of her, what do you mean by that?
Like, I wish I could stand
up. She had
up.
Ushered, yeah, she had ushered, like, just the whole time. There's just a vibe. You can just
feel
it.
I need to go find this
video.
Beside
her, in front of her. Like, it just rubbed me
it's like,
the wrong way.
This is your wedding.
Yes. Wow. And, like, my maid of honor right now, my sister. I mean, you guys know so. She's...
Oh, no, she's very calm.
She's calm, but in terms of, like, style. She's
of course.
She is, like, she has definitely so much more glamorous than I am.
Yes.
You know, I will never police what Soso would wear, you know? But at the same time, I know she would
you
be
respectful. You trust her,
yeah. Literally. I will never police what she would wear, but I know she would be respectful of that.
Yeah,
there was a video I saw, and, like, the dancers that invited for the wedding were literally dancing around Vicky James.
At the same wedding?
No. Oh, my God.
I don't know. And I like her.
I like Vicky James. I avoid to talk about Vicky James. You know I do.
No, but I'm truly, and I really respect, she can be, she has her nuances and the things she does, but I truly respect
her work, craft work.
Who has that amount of drive and truly does what she does so well.
Yeah.
But,
yeah,
you know,
there's something.
There's an attention-seeking part. Like, she should have toned that down for her sister-in-law.
Wow.
She should have just really let her shine that day. It didn't have to be about her.
Yeah.
Because that whole wedding, yes, it's about them, but she's front and center.
Wow. I need to go find this pictures and videos.
The wedding. Maybe she did. I don't know.
Maybe she did. You never know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, so I know you love her. I don't know her, but...
I like her.
Yeah. Let's move on from all the fashion. Because at the same time, I know that it's fun to plan a wedding. Mm-hmm. We all love it, even though it comes with its, you know, quirks. But like, generally, like you've said, you hold on to the positive things there. And I've heard people say, enjoy this time as well.
The process, yes.
Yeah, enjoy the process. But at the same time, how can somebody differentiate planning a wedding versus
planning for the marriage?
You know?
Because
I think sometimes we often just forget the fact that after this whole party,
rice and chicken
and everything, there's a marriage that comes after.
Truly, truly.
You know, so how can we differentiate that? Because everybody, I think we need to be able to find a balance.
No, true. And as much as your wedding is an important day, it is just an event, you know,
exactly,
in your life. Like, that's, like, I think the key thing people should think of, like, that's an event. After you go home with this person, you know, you get to deal with actual life. You know, that's the day we're living in, like, euphoria. Yeah,
exactly.
You're happy, you're excited, you're marrying, you know the person you've chosen to be with, but it's an event.
It's just a
and
day
truly,
or two
after
or a week.
That day, you life truly starts.
Yes.
Even life has started before, but you know, and it continues after that.
Yeah.
You know, so there are people who, like, go bankrupt for what I know someone who has gotten married, they took a loan out, and after they couldn't pay rent, you know, because they had done way too much.
Oh my
you
god,
know, I know you want to be glamorous and stuff and, you know, but plan for this stuff thing. But it's really one day, as much as you want it to be beautiful. So there's even a financial aspect of it. Mm-hmm. There are people who you end up, you know, just having unnecessary drama for something that will come and go
and go.
So you prepare for your wedding as this is one event. Mm-hmm. But when you're preparing for marriage, it's a lifetime. It's something that's ordained by God. Mm-hmm. You know, it truly, like, because I'm Catholic, it's like it's a sacrament. Mm-hmm. It's something that, like, is truly, it's sacrament of marriage. Mm-hmm. Like, we put so much importance in it because you have the whole story of Adam and Eve. And, you know, truly just God, this is how God intended for our life to be. So you plan to, you know, have kids in the future if that's something you want to do.
Yes.
You know, you start thinking of how you merge your finances, and those are things that are way beyond that particular day. So yes, put as much importance in planning a wedding and, you know, having a beautiful day. A lot of girls, we dream of how a wedding but you don't, try not to forget that life would, after everyone has come and gone, it's just you and your husband.
Exactly.
You and your partner.
Exactly.
So what happens next? If you've fought, put all your money in there, how do you guys have a roof over your head? Yeah. How do you plan for the future?
Yeah.
You know, so people should just be cognizant of that, I think.
My mom would say, you got a Gary at the end of the day.
At the end of the day.
Truly, yeah.
One thing I usually tell, like, anytime I'm around, like, maybe younger people or, like, people who are not married yet, and then they ask me some certain questions, I usually tell them, one mistake you should not make is fight your partner for a one-day event. Don't do that. Preach. Because by the time everybody has finished eating their abula, and they're back home, guess what? You are stuck with that person.
Yeah.
Those people that came to eat your white rice and chicken,
they're gone.
They're gone.
Truly,
You have to learn to compromise a lot when it comes to, like, wedding planning with your partner.
Oh, yeah.
Like, be
yeah.
like bonding glue. What's Gorilla glue? Is that, like, the strongest?
Yes, yes.
Be like Gorilla glue. Like, if they are fighting your husband, you join him in
join
the fight.
Them,
that's
yeah.
true.
Yeah.
It's something I've been so cognizant of this period. Like, I'm so blessed to say that. I think we've had little to no fights. It's something truly talk about. You know, we're like, he's in the planning process, you know, he's not like he doesn't care about decor and all that stuff. But just in terms of, like, it's something we stress so much. After going to marriage counseling too, like, we really want to be grounded. So far we are in this together. We're talking through everything, as little as the water that we're drinking, what we're paying for.
I love it.
You know, it takes away a lot of stress. Because I've watched a lot of people fight with your partners because of it, and then at the end of it, like, you end up with them, you're in the same
absolutely.
We that's try what to make I sure emphasize on, like, marriage counseling.
Oh my god,
it's very important.
Guys, like, we did so because Catholic Church, they are very strict with their rules, you know. We have to do a lot to be married, like, the Catholic way. Like, you do marriage counseling. And, like, we had to do, like, a four-day retreat. And we were bitching. I'm talking, we're like, what the hell do we have to do this? Taking off work, doing all this stuff.
Yeah, I remember you complained to me.
We were bitching. Like, I'm telling you, like, the whole time, I'm like, I don't want to do this. And then our church had us pay some money for this.
So,
like,
when you say
over $600.
Retreat, what do you mean by that?
It was
that?
A whole retreat. We like, had you to went go there from physically? Morning to night. Yeah. We had to, and that's what our priest had recommended for us. The whole time I'm even like, this stuff is sweet. Why do we have to pay
$600? I remember she called me. She was like,
why do we have to pay money for this stuff? Like, teach us now, like, Pastor Abby,
like,
priest.
Can't we do it over
the phone? Let's do online, you know, let's just do. And he's like, this, I truly, you know, recommend this for couples. Adara's complaining. Guys, we went there and, like, we were completely transformed.
Wow.
We're there for 4 days and, like, it was probably one of the best things we could have ever done.
Wow.
I was just so, they brought in people who just, even, it felt like a mirror. Like, she was one of the ladies who had talked to us about, like, argument styles and stuff. Wow. Like, they're mirroring me and you. And, like, it's just something I was trying to pass to Adara for years. We fixed it in marriage counseling.
Oh my God.
So easy, so quick.
My marriage counseling was not like this.
I truly recommend
that.
It.
Is
I truly,
amazing.
Truly do. It changed a lot of things for us, even our outlook on so many things.
I think this is the first time I'm hearing, like, a four-day, like, regardless of this, like, a retreat.
I called my sister. I'm like, did they have you do this stuff in the church? Like, what the fuck are you having us do this stuff? Like, why are they calling us to be, doing retreat? Like, I asked her, did you guys pay for this? Why do we have to do this stuff?
Oh my
God. I'm talking, we were bitching. And then we did it, and like I was like, I started calling, I was like, everyone needs to do this stuff, oh, like because they have it for couples. So I'm married. I'm like, guys, even if you're married, come back.
That's what I know. The question is not part of our list, but when she was talking about that counseling, it came up. Do you think that at random, like maybe particular stage or just at random, couples who are already married should go for like counseling session?
I agree.
Oh my gosh, that's huge.
Do you think
that, such a big like?
It shouldn't just be premarital. Mm-hmm. It should be marital, because I think a lot of times we mistake the fact that you only need counseling for pre-wedding, premarital counseling, whatever. But it should you're right. Yeah,
even like medically, like like in mental health field, like truly, like people,
that's my next question.
Yeah, people truly like don't think counseling is important. It's like one of the best things you can ever do for yourself.
So you see a
therapist once, and you're like, and can transform you if you see a good one.
The question I have though is,
let me hear it.
I know that your church counseling transformed everything, so I don't know if you can answer that. But
no, but I can answer it. Let's see.
Because the question I want to ask is...
Because that's her field.
Yeah, let's see. Good. On a medical.
The question I want to ask is, which is better for you to go for this marital counseling through a church or through like a profession, like a medical therapist?
Yeah, like a therapist. Yes. Or, you know...
Yes, yes. Which would you recommend, basically?
I would say... Truly, it depends, because if you they have like BetterHelp, there are people you can choose.
You can
like
choose if you want a Christian.
So there are things you can narrow down, right? But if it's for you want to build your house, like in the faith, like you know, I think maybe through a church. Premarital. Mm-hmm. I think you could do a church premarital. Mm-hmm. And then some churches who do it well, the way they have it for our church, they brought a bunch of professionals. We had actual marriage, like licensed therapists. Like we had a lot of doctors, you know, we had psychiatrists who came in and talked to us. So that's actually why I enjoyed it.
Yes.
Because we actually had
we do marriage counseling,
true professionals come and talk to us.
The one we did was marriage counseling. Yes.
So it wasn't actually now you say that, it makes sense, because I enjoyed it because we were talking to professionals.
Like, yeah, that's what I'm
saying. Professors. So I would probably always choose a professional.
Yes. So then
they merged it with the word of God.
At that point, I would pay for that. I would pay to go for that.
Yeah.
Because the one we had
how'd you guys do yours?
We were grateful
Let's
for it.
Let's not talk about it. All I'm saying is that.
Oh, even yours too?
Yeah, because we're in the same church.
In the same church.
Let's not talk about it. I would say
it was
like.
Nothing. Let's just say it was nothing
close to that. Your experience.
Absolutely not.
Me or my own marriage class, I was arguing with the.
Yeah, this girl.
Oh, you argued in your marriage?
She was arguing with the teacher.
But if you're not a professional, like, and I'm not even trying to be biased, like in the Catholic Church, like, I mean, a lot of these priests they have PhDs.
It's more established.
They truly are well-versed in what they're doing, you know, so they come factual. When you come factual.
That's the point she was arguing with.
You have to come with facts.
A lot of things that they were saying and I'm like, we just don't agree with.
I'm like, nah.
Those
like things like, oh, your husband owns, like, yeah, he owns your body. Oh, the argument that happened was, I think I asked the question that can a husband rape the wife?
Why you ask that kind of question?
No. That is Gabby for you. She's that. She would be taunting the teacher like this.
Yeah, I'm probably a very stubborn student.
But that kind of thing, so they cannot answer. Like, they have to answer based on the law. Let him rape you, he will go to jail.
Bruh, they said.
But no, that's a problem. The they would answer based on
God. Like, you doctrine. Can't. You can't.
Not
say
God. Church and doctrine.
I mean, but we're still governed by rules.
Yeah, so that which is where she had a problem.
That's where I had a problem with.
It's like you have to be in touch with reality as well. Mm-hmm. Like, where are we cutting this reality?
Exactly. Yes. Like, where do we draw the line?
Which guy can a husband rape?
Yes. And then I think the reply was
yes.
The reply was your husband owns your body anytime he wants.
Ask for it, you give it.
You should.
And I'm like, what if I've gone to work? I'm tired and I don't want to. Yeah. Like, I've been taking care of the kids the whole day, and y'all call me, please go
I'm
get
so
out.
Sorry to say, that man himself, whoever answered you, is a rapist.
Yeah.
Because what? So, you know, no question.
I'm not going to lie. After hearing...
If you guys want to cut this out, cut it out. <It's> been...
No, but these are some of the things that, sadly, in should I say African churches? It kind of is that way, mm-hmm. that mentality, compared to like a Catholic church that is like, to me, like I said before, it's more established. There's like, it's a higher level of professionalism.
I don't want to say African church because I know Redeem, I'm using them because that's what I know.
Okay.
I know that the Redeem, not this, the Redeem, mm-hmm. there's a legit book of different issues. Mm-hmm. When it comes to marriage counseling and marriage in general,
that they go through.
Yes.
So you're that saying that there's written, a proper
so they've done there's like a structure.
Yeah, exactly. There's okay. a book. Because I know
so maybe
one
it's
of my,
just
yes,
unfortunate
of,
that
yeah,
we
had to. Yeah, we did experience that. Because I know one of my friends who had dad as a pastor in Redeem. The pastor has the book because somebody in the church is going to get mm-hmm. married. You know what I mean? Like, and when she read the book, she was like, it makes a lot of sense. Like, they don't just talk about, oh, the church, the doctrine, even mm-hmm. reality. Like,
I love that. I would like to
how
get that
to
book.
Even treat, like, family, your husband's family, the wife's family, how to balance, like, mm-hmm. life, even when kids start coming in, you know. Mm-hmm. They had a whole lot of things, and I don't think it's about
right
African churches.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I guess stand corrected. I would like to get that book then.
I think it's about African churches though. Don't to, you know, disagree yeah, with no. you. In a sense. Because ours, we infuse it with our actual
with
like
the
tradition.
Culture. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What is your definition of submission? When they say submit to
oh,
a man.
Oh my gosh. There
what
was a
what is your definition of
that? Let me just
that?
You guys before I answer this
okay.
question. There was a time I walked into church and they were doing this in, they was talking about this at workers or mm-hmm. Sunday school or something. And the church was on fire. Literally
really?
Everybody was like, they were arguing and they were like, so it's a hot topic. So
it is.
Answer.
Yeah, what is your definition of submission?
My definition of submission is love. That's my definition. If you love someone genuinely, you will treat them with respect.
Regardless of who, if it's a wife or the husband?
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's my own definition. Because even though, yes, the Bible doesn't say like, oh, husband, submit to your wife. It says love your wife as Christ loved the church. Mm-hmm. Mind you, that same Christ laid his life.
Died for the church, yeah.
For the church. So if he's telling you to love your wife as Christ, that's Jesus Christ that died for the church, then he's expecting you to bring yourself down to love that woman the way she deserves to be loved.
Yeah.
And if you can do that, you're submitting yourself to her.
To her, so in a way.
True. Yeah.
Absolutely. Me, I think my I look at it, for me, I look at it in the reality aspect of things, which sadly is not something that they often do. Don't let me say we. Our generation, we are quite different.
We are different, yeah.
Very old.
We are quite different. But the reality of it is just like what you said. In marriage, my own view of marriage is partnership, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And in order for you, for a partnership, just even thinking about it in a business realm,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
in order for a partnership to work, there is going to be areas where partner A is better than partner B.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the moment where partner A can say, this is the area you're good at, I submit to you.
Mm-hmm.
I agree
that.
To whatever you,
absolutely
your expertise that. Is.
Mm-hmm.
Take control of that.
Of that.
And then partner B says, okay, this is the
real
area
preach.
You're good.
I love that.
Submit to
legit,
that.
Legit, yeah.
It's when you don't agree
to
that,
say,
that
oh,
the partnership...
Like, example, African home,
fails.
The woman, they say the woman is supposed to cook,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
If the man is a better cook...
Why can't you
why
cook?
Can't he cook?
That's your area of expertise.
And
I
probably
should
a better cleaner.
You submit. Yes.
You get, yeah. They've stereotyped when marriage in general, they've put it in one box
yeah.
and they don't expect like anything else should be outside that box.
Yeah.
It has to be
yeah.
within that box.
Yeah.
And that's not the case because
yeah.
everybody has different upbringing.
Upbringing.
I was brought up in a home where the husband pampered the wife.
Yeah. yeah. Submission is not what our traditional forefathers, I wouldn't
yeah.
even say parents, because I think their generation,
I think they did better than.
They probably did better than the
a little
older
bit.
Generation.
Just
before.
A little
yes.
bit, yeah.
Yes. Submission is definitely not just saying yes to your husband every
single
time.
Time.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Please. Every
yeah.
single time. It goes both ways.
Mm-hmm.
That's
like even
ways.
In public,
truly.
You have submission for like as respect as
respect,
well.
Yeah.
Like you can't be in public and be yelling at your husband.
Oh, yeah.
Why are you doing
yeah.
that?
Why are you doing
yeah.
that?
Exactly. At the same time, you also have to listen. To your husband
yes.
because
compromise.
God has put him as the head.
Yeah.
But guess what?
Oh
the head
God.
Has no direction without the neck.
Oh my gosh. somebody, I think I heard it from maybe even our podcast, I can't remember. Mm-hmm. Somebody said the beauty of marriage mm-hmm. is understanding your role.
Yes. Mm.
And I'm just accepting that. Yeah. Don't fight it. I am not the head of my home. Let's just accept that and reality and call it peace. I am the neck of my home.
Yeah.
Even though sometimes, in reality, I'm the one controlling some of that head.
That's what I just said. You can't...
Your neck will not function without the head. And the head.
Yeah. So the problem is where sometimes we don't want to accept that role. It's there in the Bible.
It's an illegitimate.
Also, there's a YouTuber who also said, what's that, Aaliyah's face? She had said, like, live in the world as it is, not how you kind of want it to be. Mm-mm-mm. You know, so obviously there are people who are pioneers. You want to change things. Mm-hmm. Well, when you do, it's the same thing that goes back to what I was saying. Like, I know there will be drama.
Mm.
Accept it.
Accept
which
it.
Which goes back to what you're saying, which is, like, just accept what your role what is. Role between you is and your, whatever understanding you guys you have come to.
Yes, yep. Yes, absolutely. Oh, I love this episode. Oh my gosh, it's giving
me too. I'm enjoying myself.
It's giving marital things.
Yeah, like we could look like married marriage counselors.
Do you guys have advice for
okay, wow, this is our first guest asking us a question.
I know
I'm here to learn from you guys too.
I know.
I'll let Kemi go. Do you have any advice for her?
Yes, unlike, you know, wedding planning,
because let me give
advice on wedding planning and marriage. Mm-hmm. But then again, I like when people say, oh, I'm still young, I can't give marital advice. But maybe let me just share my two cents. And like my auntie-in-law would say, I will share, you don't have to take it. But on wedding planning, mm-hmm. I think you are doing the most important thing right now, mm-hmm. which is fortifying yourself for
what to come.
Mm. Oh my gosh, do not raise expectations. I think that not even expectations on people, even on things, like, because mm-hmm. you said it just now, you like to curate things, you like certain things to look, you know, mm-hmm. you like things to look a certain way. Mm-hmm. I think I can relate to that.
Yeah.
But the reality that this auntie brought to me, that thank God I had somebody that kept reminding me of that, mm-hmm. is things will not look
she told
the
me
way.
The same thing too. Yes. She said it to me multiple
yes.
times.
And I think listening to that probably helped me in some ways on the wedding day, where there are things that we forgot at home. We didn't even take it to Cincinnati. Mm. It was literally here in Dayton. It could have messed my whole day up knowing mm-hmm. who I am. They're like, oh my gosh, this is not going to look beautiful anymore. But just remembering the things that I hear from them, like, it's okay. It's not going to look the same. It doesn't mean the whole day is now ruined. Mm-hmm. So have that in your head. So don't put expectation on things. Don't put expectation on people. We all know, we've said it here now. People will disappoint
people
you.
People will always be people.
They shall.
So people will do that. So yeah, and I think you're already in that line right now. So mm-hmm. kudos to you on that. And another thing is just you and your husband being husband to be. Can I call my husband already?
I mean, we're married traditionally.
Okay,
so
yes.
He'll be pissed if I don't say husband.
Husband. Okay. I love it.
Let me just tell you guys.
I love the man that does that though. Like, please.
She loves my husband, mm-hmm. right?
I do.
She actually does. She's mm-hmm. telling that, Shem is my guy.
Yeah.
Her husband is my guy. Like, hey! I'm not even joking. Like, anytime he's around, I'm like, please now, come with Odera now.
Yes, you know, just come now.
Because he's so cool.
I love that.
Like, he's so
that.
Cool.
I'm blessed.
You're blessed.
He's actually
I
very
really am happy. That.
Because this one, that's something she would do. I'll say, kick. That's it. You know it's not good.
I'm blessed.
Oh my gosh. Gabby
grateful.
And I, we used to say something. It's very important. And I think we should, part of the advice and to our people out there too. Mm-hmm. It's very important to pray to marry your own
person.
Husband.
Yep.
Hey. Oh, I agree.
Don't marry your enemy.
That's
you
true.
Guys. Marry your own husband.
Marry your own.
Because even till like today. So my husband and I, we've been together since 2019 is what now?
I think 5 years.
2019
to
2025. Oh, yeah, you're 2025. Oh, mad. Yeah, so we're 2025. So we've been together for 6 years. And just yesterday, he'll do some little things. Mm-hmm. And I'll still like thank God for him.
I see.
Imagine that. Like, mm-hmm. in my head, I'm just like, thank you, Jesus, that this is the man I married.
I used to tell anybody that cares to listen, there's no any other person you would have married.
No,
you told me that, actually.
Legit. Yes.
No,
there's no any other person. Because knowing her,
no legit.
Yeah, I don't think legit. If you are not like Kule,
but your husband is wonderful person.
Oh, legit. No, really. If you are not like Kule, you can't.
I knew Kule, you know, before yes, I had known yes, you, and yes. like, I mean, I say he's lucky, but
yeah, you know, we're both lucky. Both too. Lucky, you honestly, really are. Yes,
yep. Sweetheart, yes, truly yes. nice.
Because this one.
Yes.
You tell me all the time, but I don't be saying that side of Kemi.
Oh my God! You know the way now. Wait until you are close by.
I've been thinking Kemi is the mirror.
Don't mind her. She's making.
But maybe I can see it.
This friend.
No. When's your birthday?
I'm a June baby.
Are you a Gemini?
No, I'm a Cancer baby.
You have Gemini energy. You do,
really?
Just a little bit.
So what is Gemini energy?
We're sweet but sour. Coming from a Gemini. Sweet, but you know.
I have a little bit of spice.
Spice. Yes. Spice yes. to it.
And then there are some who like the sweet side is more than the sour. Sour. But that sour side is still there. Yay. Don't mess with a Gemini. Yeah, for yeah, yeah. A little too long.
Yeah.
Maybe that should have been born that time. You never know.
I think she's actually a very good Cancer though.
Oh yeah, you know, there's a good blend.
This is a Gemini trait. I don't be caring about the other one.
Can you imagine?
All I know Gemini. Is that the best is Scorpio.
Oh my God, don't even get us started.
Like I said, I really don't know about the rest. Although guys, Donald Trump is a Gemini.
Hey, and that stuff is telling. That is telling.
Well, that stuff is painful.
Moving on.
We don't claim him. We do not claim that particular one.
That is amazingly telling.
She's like, we don't claim that one.
No, yeah. No, yeah.
Yeah, marry your person.
But yeah, definitely marry your person. That's the prayer.
Yeah.
And I guess that goes for mine.
If you're in it and you think, you know, this is not your person, you guys advise to, you know, let go of it too, right?
So what was your stance on divorce? Depends on what the gravity of that.
Yes.
You're not pro-divorce. Yeah. Oh, really?
If you are angry, we go and sleep, wake up the next morning. Okay. That, it depends on
the gravity.
Okay.
If you're not like, you can't, if there's some things that mentally, physically, mm-hmm. you know that this person is going to hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm of an opinion, yeah.
Yeah.
But if it's fixable, I should mm-hmm. say, if it's something you think that can be fixed,
mm-hmm. As a matter ahead. Of fact, I think once you marry that person,
that's it.
Everything is fixable aside from those mental and physical
abuse.
Mm-hmm.
Everything should be fixable. Because at that point, my dear, don't even think there's a
kid outside
of
marriage, would you classify that as mental or
the
physical?
The kid before or after?
In marriage. So,
where he went
cheating.
Out and go and cheat.
Through cheating.
And I have a child.
That's emotional abuse.
That's emotional abuse now.
Okay, I was still abuse. Asking, where do we put that?
Yeah, that's part of the emotional abuse. Okay. Because that's why I said, our stand is that.
As long as
if it's not any of those things,
yeah,
emotional abuse, physical abuse, we even
and
talk about finance.
Emotional abuse,
yes. Cheating falls into emotional.
Cheating,
abuse.
Non-negotiable.
I know a story of a woman who her husband cheated on her. Like it broke her heart so bad that thing messed up this woman mentally. That even till date, when you see her, she's still not like 100%.
My mom really? Has friends in Yaba Left.
Because of
heartbreaks.
Yeah.
Very important to
marry your person. Yeah. Don't marry your enemy.
Yeah. God forbid. That's the worst thing.
That man that killed his wife. You know the woman who did a co-emerge?
Yes. We literally spoke about this last episode.
That's the
That's crazy. You know he's been sentenced, allegedly. We don't know.
Yes. It's true. I saw that. Well, I mean, they shouldn't kill him and leave his kids orphans. But
this is exactly what we talked about.
let's not talk about the podcast. We'll get back to it.
Yep. Oh my gosh, yeah. Okay, good. All right. So Gabby, give us advice. Have I given advice for marriage?
Yeah.
Yeah, you did. And your advice solid.
Yeah, so give
Let
us
Let me hear from my therapist.
Our Gabby therapist.
I cannot. So for the wedding party itself, mm-hmm. I would say have the best time.
Yes, so enjoy yourself.
Enjoy yourself. I told her, I said, you don't want to look at your pictures and see that you're frowning in
On the day itself.
On the day, yes. On the day itself, you don't want to do that because you'll be like, well, why wasn't really necessary? Mm. So have fun. It's your day. Always have that at the back of your mind. Everybody, the 80 people, mm-hmm. guess why we are there? For you guys. You.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so always remember
main
that.
Main character syndrome. Where? You should have
You should have it.
Like, it's for me. You all are here for me. You all bought that flight ticket and paid for you. For me.
That stuff is so huge to me. That people are flying out. Yeah. Like, I'm so grateful.
Yeah, just have that back of my mind. Is your day is for you. Yes, your husband is, you know, for you guys. But I'm talking because you're the one here, not your husband. Mm-hmm. Is your day. Be happy. Enjoy every single moment. Because by the grace of God, you're not going to do that again.
Yeah.
Remember,
bam.
Yeah. Anniversary.
Maybe, but you will never have...
You have never have that wedding. That wedding
day again, you know. And you want to go back, look at the videos. Like, I, for me, maybe because I just showed up. But
I
legit just showed up. I think the highest I did was take care of my bridesmaids. And that part, pretty much it.
That stuff still shocks me. Just because of the type of person you are.
Yeah, because my husband is the type worse.
So he would do... It would take care of everything. Every single detail.
He is worse than me. Yeah. Yeah. So that's where he's
marry
good at.
Marry your person.
Marry your, exactly. He's good at that. I said the first time he told me, babe, you're planning the race party. I almost cried.
Can you imagine?
I'm not joking. I was like, how? How will you let me do? How?
Yeah.
Exactly. So you marry your person. He did. He was actually very impressed.
For his birthday.
He was actually very impressed for Firi's baby shower. I don't know if he told Firi's you.
Baby shower.
Right.
He was like, babe, you surprised me. You did it.
Yeah. Wait, but you planned Firi's baby shower.
I did.
She did.
It shocked you too.
After, no.
No, that was for gender reveal.
Oh, gender reveal. Oh, yeah.
That was the gender reveal. Yeah. So now I think he trusts you to plan parties.
Yeah, he's kind of like rubbing off, you know, a little bit on me, but. That's by the way. Just enjoy that day.
Yes,
it's your day. Look pretty. I know I've seen your dresses.
Of course.
I know
you're
gonna look so gorgeous. The dresses, guys. The dresses changed my mindset.
You are ginger.
She is gonna glow from afar.
I can't even try it.
Yeah, enjoy that day. It's your day. And for the marriage, I would say. Just always have each other. No matter the situation, just always have each other. I used to tell Shego, I said, if you're angry, okay, when you go to bed and you wake up, we continue from where we stopped.
Yeah.
Yes. Never have, don't have the mindset of, I can leave.
Yeah.
Because the moment you have that at the back of your mind, even some tiny little things that should not cause as... not be a big of an issue will become an issue.
Yeah.
If you have the mindset that we are stuck together, we are one person. It's me and you against the world.
Yeah.
Even me and you before the kids.
Yeah.
Because
a
lot of married people usually make that mistake. Like the moment kids start to come in, they start, it's you and your husband. Because guess what? Those kids will grow.
And then leave.
And they will leave you guys. And it's still you and that person. So always make sure that you have that mindset that I'm not going anywhere. It's me, you are Odera, Odera is you.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I think if you have that, you guys should be fine.
I appreciate you girls, and truly, I think you guys have beautiful marriages. Like when I tell you, like Kemi, I know I'm not like as close to you, but just even watching you guys from afar, it is wonderful. Mm-hmm. Like obviously, I've known Kunle for a while, but like still, I think you've brought out the best in him.
Oh my gosh!
You know, it's just it's a beautiful partnership, and you guys, you're doing it so great for Gen Z, you know, and early millennials.
Yeah,
I'm Gen Z. I be claiming, you know, I'm not no millennial.
Let's.
I'm number one Gen Z.
Yay!
I'm the president of Gen Z.
We are the older Gen Z.
Yeah, older Gen. But you guys are doing an amazing job.
Thank you.
I think you and your husband. I sing her husband all the time. It's just a wonderful partnership you guys have. Yeah. Like you guys have changed. I think you're changing. If people watch how you guys live your life, it's beautiful.
Narrative.
The way he takes care of your kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I come in. He's changing. He's doing this. All the while working, I mean, how to say, great.
Are you seeing that?
You're a lucky woman.
Yeah.
I love that for you.
Like I said, marry your person.
And I just pray that this is what it would be.
Another advice you should tell them, marry a kind man.
Yes. Kind woman too, guys.
Yeah.
Because I've heard stories.
Oh, yeah.
If you marry a man who is kind... Oh my God, it would be so nice because you don't even have the hearts to be doing evil.
And I think which is why it's very important, and I know we want to kind of close up very soon. This is why it's very important for you to date your person for a while. I know some people just meet people and then it works out in months and they do it. It works perfectly for you.
JP was last year.
Yeah. to each their own.
I'm one of those people.
To each their own. How many months?
So I met my husband in 2020. We got married in 2021.
A year.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's amazing.
So I'm one of those people. I think he knew very early. Me, mm-hmm. remember now?
No, Shagu knew. Like,
he knew like immediately. He knew very early. Because he spoke to, I think, Kole. And then Kule spoke to you, and I was like, no, he's not my type. I don't want it.
Yeah.
She
no.
was like, are you okay?
So, how did somebody that's not your type change?
Don't mind out.
He was kind. Oh. Like, I'm not a person that likes to share
yeah.
a lot of things, but with him, I don't know the juju.
I think God just ordained him.
Yeah.
A lot of guys had come before him.
Before him, and I was like, heck no.
She was just like, I see, you know.
Like, some of them would come clean, cook.
yeah, no, legit cook.
Legit.
And me and Kunle would just drive by and be like, this guy is legit cooking for her.
Oh, man.
And we know that she has no plans for this guy.
I mean, that's how you know then. When they are being so nice.
Yeah, but I've been kind of lucky to have guys who are just willing to like
do stuff for you. Yeah.
I don't know what kind of energy I
exude,
but like literally, like I remember there was one, I wasn't feeling fine and he called me and that night, guess what? He landed at my house.
Can you imagine?
Legit. And I'm like, still no.
Yeah, no. And still at the end of the day. So I'm very glad. I think prayer is also very important, you guys.
Yes.
Because
yes.
you could have been deceived by their, you
kind
know,
act.
Kind
yeah.
act.
Yeah.
But yes. it's actually not true.
Bomb.
Yeah.
They come in so strong.
Exactly.
That's the scariest one. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
I absolutely detest love bombers.
Yeah. Which is why for me, I really like it when we date for a while. Because at that point, how long can you pretend, really?
Yeah.
How long?
I'm 8 years in.
Like
me and
Adair
have been together eight years.
8 years, yes.
We've been together.
Wow, that's amazing.
Since I was 19.
Yeah, so at that point, this is another mentality, and it could be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, for me, when we go through the whole wedding planning and then we are now thinking of planning for marriage,
mm-hmm.
I don't see anything changing.
Changing.
I don't see anything
no.
different. Because it's like, we've been together for...
Yeah.
You know,
but they say it changes. Though.
I pray not
they
for
say,
you,
I don't,
Jesus.
For me,
not in a bad way, but like you know,
for me, it
didn't.
Like my other friend Kemi, she used to be like, both of you are too child trying to figure out life. Because truly,
we'll
be acting
and that
like children.
Is beautiful. Mm.
Trying to figure out, okay, please, literally living like refugees. Oh, what are we eating today?
No, and that is beautiful,
really
Gabby.
Is.
I'm not even
going
to
really
lie.
Is.
That is beautiful. I don't want no problem with somebody that would just be like, I must live life traditionally.
No.
Oh, no.
That
no.
will be hectic,
no,
you guys.
No. I mean, so, you know, so is living right now with me, and mm-hmm. like she'd be laughing, like, you guys are not cooking.
Yeah.
I'd be like, girl, I'm tired. You know me. Me and you grew up in the same
exactly.
house. If I come to your house, will you have cooked food? You
exactly.
know? That's something we're struggling with.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
exactly.
I'm learning every day.
Yo, you actually, I'll give you your credits. You
I've
have
tried.
Improved.
Oh, my God.
Oh, really?
So much.
That's girl. Amazing.
So much. Before, there I would have eaten air.
Grass.
Oh, my God. I can't. I really can't. I think it comes with, like, that stage of life, though. Mm. I think so, too. Because me, too, I didn't like to cook.
I don't think it's stage.
It's
I think
stage,
it's though. More like...
I don't know.
Because how life... It's more like, she's doing things that he likes.
I'm doing it because he... Like, I always, like, he's the only person I enjoy
cooking
for.
It. Mm, yeah.
Wow, that's sweet.
He really is the only person I enjoy. Like, I like to host, you know, I like to show love, but I'll buy food.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But
for him,
he's
for
such
him.
A, he's very health conscious. He wants to know what he's putting in his body. So I truly, I've adapted for that for him.
And that,
I'm still learning. I mean, it may never be what he, it will never be fully what he may mm-hmm. want, but he's appreciative because when he met me,
he knows how,
he
yeah.
know how to cook. Like, yeah. I'll ask him, oh, is there food in the house? He'll be like, there is. And he'll come and show me raw tomatoes and onions. I'm like,
okay,
like,
there's raw
prepared
food.
I'm not going to be cutting tomato to
yeah,
eat right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
I think, I'll say it again, I think that would still change, you guys.
That cooking part?
The cooking part would change a lot. Maybe.
It's
maybe,
changing, yeah.
I think it will.
I think
it will change with time.
Probably when kids start coming in.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Because
I'm
always in the kitchen.
No, this one, you're addicted to cooking now.
Because
now she got to feed
her
family.
You really, mm-hmm. I'm so impressed by her.
Yeah.
When I see some of the things she does, like,
yeah.
I used to be like, wow, hats off to you.
Yeah. yep.
Truly, because...
And it's beautiful to see that you can change for somebody you love.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's beautiful.
Truly.
It's nice.
And don't see it as, like, pain, suffering,
Yeah.
Try to enjoy it.
This is nice, this you is guys. So good. It's been so great.
I don't even want the podcast to end.
I know.
That's how I'm
I know. It's been so chilled.
It is.
And we're obviously very happy for you for this next chapter of your life as well. I think it's going to be beautiful. I think I've seen you and Odera like maybe together like twice or three times. And you guys are obviously amazing together. Just from my outsider perspective, I'm sure like people that know you guys,
that's
you know.
Firsthand.
Exactly. So I don't see anything to be worried about for you guys. I'm very happy, excited for you. Of course.
Your home is blessed.
Like absolutely,
no weapon of fashion against your home will prosper.
Yes.
You guys' love will continue to grow strong and strong. Like no outsider, nothing can even come and shake. Not even your kids.
Amen.
Not will come and break that bond. Your home is blessed, like I said. You guys have a beautiful life ahead of you. You have God. Always remember that. You have God. Always pull onto the when everything is like going upside down, the one thing that I know that will always be there is God.
Is God.
Pull at him. Call him together.
I love that you brought God into this so much. So I think maybe this could be the final question.
Yeah.
What are some of the non-negotiables that you think somebody should have before going into marriage?
I also that's huge actually. In terms of non-negotiables, obviously it's what's important to you, obviously. So it's more for what fits you as a person, as an individual. So I guess for me, it's something my mom, I know it sounds very superficial, but my mom would always say, she's like, I guess in Nigeria, she's like, don't ever be with a man who doesn't have any responsibility. So in our time, it's probably like a car note. Paying for an apartment, like knowing what it is to be a leader of the house. Some people see, it's so funny because people will see that as a almost like gold digger-ish, but like that is the father who's, you know, by the grace of God,
the father
who's
going to
be the father of your kids, you know, technically the head of the household.
Yes.
So you never want to be with a person who doesn't understand what responsibility is.
Ooh.
Even if it's some spoiled kid to like, you know, a nepo baby, he should have some sort of understanding of what it is to have a responsibility to as little as a car note. Also, I think religion is important, like faith, like how you guys ground yourself. Because when everything seems to fail, as we say, like there's something just supernatural about drawing from God.
Yes.
Or things seem hopeless and you're like, we sit down together and like, let's fast, you know, let's do something like that together. It can seem so like silly. But at the end of it, we fasted so many times and like we've seen so many things come out of it, you know. So if I was someone who's maybe Muslim, you know, I'm not sure how we can merge that. So for me, a non-negotiable for me would be a Christian.
You know,
someone who has religion at the back of their mind. And a man who is very responsibility oriented. You know, you know what it is to take care of yourself, you know, and, you know, take care of a household.
That is deep. I know that a lot of men were not even, well, a lot of good men, I should say, were not even get into the phase of thinking of marriage if they know that they are not yet capable of, that's, you know, taking care of somebody else. You know?
And that's why I say men, I think they should be selfish. Everyone should be selfish with yourselves. But, you know, we should all be selfish with ourselves at a certain time before you go into some sort of serious relationship. Truly
find yourself.
Take
first.
Time to be, like, like if you're dating a 26-year-old guy who hasn't even figured himself out, that's a time he needs to be selfish with himself. So he knows what it is. That's the one time being selfish comes into play. Just choose yourself first so you can carry a household.
I don't think we can end this podcast ever.
At this point.
Because
we need to wrap it up then.
It's crazy.
At this point.
It's crazy because then what you just said, then it makes sense when people... So, because I've seen men date women that are older and or women of the same age. Let's let's not even say older like that. Let's just say, oh, you know, at 26, I'm also dating a girl that is 26. Mostly a girl that is 26 is thinking of, okay, I'm ripe for marriage.
She's a 35-year-old man.
Exactly. But that's the point you're saying now, that he hasn't even figured out his life.
Oh, no. Yeah.
So should she be considerate of that as well?
Oh, a lot. Truly. That's the advice I get. Obviously, if you find your person, you do. But like, I think you should be.
Because you, at the end of the day, you don't want to be with a man that...
to date... I'm 27. I can't date a 27-year-old just because it's such a, you know, explorative phase, even for a man, you know?
Cause, so you want a man that is already, he's found himself.
Truly.
You sound like you're now dependent on...
True.
On me.
Wow. Yeah.
Well,
on both ends, obviously. But
as much as I agree with what you guys are saying, I don't want to put age as a factor for that.
Oh yeah, there are people who are more mature.
I don't want them to think that we believe that if you're 27 you've not found it. No, I don't want to put age.
Absolutely.
Because somebody like my husband, he had to grow up quicker.
Yes, it's not about age.
Yeah, it's not about age. Like some, if you see him amongst a lot of his peers, they're older than him.
I see.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You won't know because of how
he had to grow up quick.
Yeah, how
that
he
is,
acts,
that
how
is very
he
true.
But he is. I would say that is an outlier.
Yes.
You know, when you really pick a sample size, he's an outlier. A lot of people in their 20s, men and women, we are in an explorative phase. Like, we truly are trying to figure ourselves out. So it's good to recognize when you have an outlier. I think that's rare.
Yeah.
To see a man who's 26, 27, who has things figured out. No.
It's not all of them.
Yeah, that's why I say you see outliers. Not saying it can't happen, but just the general gist of it, I think it can be hard to see someone who, even for women, you know, it's just for us, we mature quicker. You know, we have a biological clock. So we're racing against time. Yeah.
Which
know,
is why
sometimes.
I go back to the fact that then if you're somebody as a woman that you can't wait for this man, don't, in fact, date
let
him in the beginning.
Him,
why are you dating in the
go.
First
Truly
place?
Truly let him go. Because at the end, I think you may suffer for it more.
Unless
he would always... And men are selfish, too. Just even generally. Like, they will choose themselves.
A man generally
is
selfish.
We are nurturing.
We're more
selfless. You know, that's why women make a lot of changes when going into marriages. We do a lot of compromise. We are quick to make sacrifices.
Yeah.
Very fast. It may not even be compromised to you at some point because, you know, it's
to
inherent.
To us, it's like... Exactly. Like, me, for example, now, I had to stop working because... somebody needed to be home to take care of the kids.
Yeah.
A man would be like,
oh no,
why should
There's
I stay at home?
That would stop
exactly.
It.
For
yeah.
me,
for
I want
what?
The best for my kid. And if me, and again, financially as well, because childcare in this country, my God, is very expensive. Mm-hmm. And if I'm saying, okay, I would sacrifice to just be talking to a child round the clock. And so that, okay, financially, we're okay. And my kids have... I'm pouring a lot of attention on them. And I'm so happy I'm seeing results. Like, I look at my older son and I'm like, okay, I think the sacrifice was
worth it. It's paid off. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You run a tight ship.
Yeah.
You do.
Absolutely. That's
very
insightful.
We need to end, you guys.
This has been a wonderful episode, as we've already,
long
can tell.
Coming.
I know.
I'm excited.
This is the
you
second
guys,
time
bring
we'll
me
be.
Back for season
we
four.
Are definitely going to. This is the second time
we'll come back
and try.
Why is the wedding? Why is the marriage going?
Yes. At that point, you'll be giving advice.
Yes.
Thank you so much for obviously, you know, coming
honoring us, our
podcast.
To be here. Too,
yes.
Truly.
We had a good time. All right, you guys. So we're going to close up. If you haven't subscribed
Let
to
her
the
tell
channel.
Them.
Please.
KK, please tell
what,
them.
Did they hit the bell?
The button.
Okay.
The red subscribe.
They should subscribe. They should hit the notification button.
Okay. If you're not following Brewing Heart, I don't even know what you're doing.
We don't
know
at this point.
These are the best people to listen to in
at
your car.
At this point.
When you're washing dishes, when you're doing laundry. In short, when you're studying and you need background noise.
Hey!
Come and listen to us.
Go ahead and put it at the background. It's helped me a lot. I truly love you guys' podcast. I love the leap of faith you guys took to do it.
Oh,
so,
I'm
happy
you.
To hear that.
Before you know, I'll start my own.
Period.
Let us come.
You
period.
Guys, French guests. I
yes.
Two of you or one.
Bring us.
I'll bring two of you.
Bring us to that chaotic.
If you bring the two of, it's going to be like this.
It's going to be a chaotic one.
This was so fun, guys.
Yes, we had a good time. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So, yes, you follow us on our social media platforms as well on Brain Heart Podcast on TikTok and on
Instagram.
And we hope that you enjoyed this on Spotify or your Apple Podcast.
Legit podcast.
All right, guys. Until next time, we'll see you later.
Bye.